Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we have a guest again tonight. Sorry about that. It was just a scheduling thing that happened. But it's a good guest, and it's a great topic. It's a topic that's very... It's not necessarily with all that's going on right now, but it's a topic that saves a lot of people a lot of money and saves them a lot of sorrow if they do it right. And if they do it wrong, it can really cause a problem. And personally, I believe that the property casualty insurance industry is wrought with horrible advice. Typically, day in and day out, people come see me. And I see absolutely shameful policies owned by people who should have totally different types of coverage. And whether they're with Progressive or Geico or State Farm or Allstate or Nationwide, Liberty Mutual, it doesn't matter. Time and time and time again, I see horrible policies coming in, and we have to work with the client to immediately rectify them. And the funny thing is that, you know, to make their coverage a lot better normally doesn't cost a whole lot of money extra. But there's one company that I have found for the last 30-some years, Erie Insurance, tends to, the agents sending their policies in, I tend to sit there and look at them and say, you know, I did a pretty good job. I see occasionally they're bad, but that's who we typically refer people to for auto and home insurance. And one of our favorite agents to talk with is Todd Boyle. And Todd is we found to be extremely thorough, diligent in the work that he does. We don't get anything from him. We don't want him. We're fee-only advisors. We cannot take referral fees. We cannot take commissions from him. We don't ask for gifts from him or anything of that sort. All we care about is, Todd, you take care of our client, you give them the right type of insurances, and you know if they complain to us and we come talk to you, you get it right quickly. And that's what he does. And so that's why we refer to him, and that's why we're having him on the show tonight to talk about property casualty, the ins and outs, what's going on, what are some of the new trends, and so forth. So with that sort of introduction or whatever, what do you want to call it, a rant, an introduction? You call it whatever you like. It's Todd. Todd, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Drew. And sorry we can't be face-to-face under the circumstances.
We're not face-to-face. I thought you were sitting over there. Well, anyway, we're here with Todd Boyle. You're up in Bel Air, right? That's where your offices are, right?
Yes, sir.
But you work for our clients all over Pennsylvania and Maryland, don't you?
Yes, and we're licensed in West Virginia, D.C., and Virginia as well now.
So, you know, technically, and it really, you know, property casualty nowadays, you don't need a local guy. You need a good guy, you know. That's what I always tell people. They say, can you refer me to a financial advisor in California? And I'm like, you don't want a local financial advisor. You want a good one. We work all over the country. So it doesn't really matter where you are. So if you want a referral, I'm the one that I'll refer to.
Yeah, with the technology, it makes things easy these days. I mean, you know, obviously a lot of people are using video chat now, e-signature, things of that nature, and it can make the process seamless, really.
And you can use satellite to look at their house and see where it stands and what's going on and all that kind of stuff. You used to have to go and see the houses, didn't you?
Yes, we have an inspection service that can go all over the country and even in the islands, you know, in the Caribbean, if that ever came to that. So
yeah. So, Erie has been a company that we've referred to. I first took my Erie policy out in 1984, and every 3 or 4 years I searched to see if there's a better company that I could go with. And I've 36 years now? I've not found a better company than Erie. And I don't say that because I'm getting anything to say it.
Yeah, Erie's consistent, stable. and their coverage is hard to match. They do a lot of things like guaranteed replacement costs on your homeowners that maybe only a handful of carriers still do to this day.
So, you know, there is a caveat, though. Erie is not all that competitive if you're inside the structure of the Baltimore Beltway. Tend not to be competitive.
And you remind me that every time, and it's the hit or miss in Baltimore City. That's sure, you know.
You're not competitive inside DC for the most part. You're not horrible as you are, but you're not competitive. There are other companies that I would look to inside the DC Beltway.
And again, it's always a case by case basis. We'll look at it, you know. Everybody's going to win some, you know, any day.
But if you're on the Eastern Shore, or you're in North Baltimore County, or Carroll County, or Harford County, or Anne Arundel County, or out on the western side of Howard County, or Montgomery County, or you know, Carroll County, and Carroll County especially, you know, or Pennsylvania, most of Pennsylvania, Erie's a tough company to compete with.
Yeah, they have lots of these areas locked down from a competitive standpoint.
So here's an interesting thing. I was ranting about how, you know, I had a couple come in recently. This is a true story. I had a couple come in recently, and they had Progressive, okay? I think it was Progressive, and or Geico, one of those crazy companies. And, there are times that Geico can work. But here's the story. They were making a lot of money, okay? They were worth well over $1 million. You know what their auto coverage was, Todd? 30-60. They had the state minimum coverage, meaning that if they had an accident, the most they would have given any one person in that accident is $30,000, and they could wash their hands of all their claims, and it would be back on the shoulders of that couple and all their assets to pay any remaining claims on the situation. That was criminal, in my opinion, but I see this all the time.
Yeah, and that's why we always attempt to offer, you know, higher limits at minimum, $250,000 per person, up to $500,000, and above that, even, you know, a million.
Well, you know, we always recommend $500,000, $1 million is for the typical person who's worth any kind of money. Let's say at $500,000 net worth or more, we want to see $500,000, $1,100,000. On bodily injury and uninsured motors. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But right now, we got to take a pause with traffic. We're going to be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here and we're interviewing Todd Boyle. He's an Erie insurance agent out in Bel Air, Maryland. And Boyle Insurance Group. Is that the way your new group is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right.
Insurance Group.
Boyle Insurance Group out in Bel Air. And I just want to remind our listeners that the Financial Consulate has been doing remote meetings for many, many years now, over 10 easily. And we did a financial physical for somebody in the Jordanian embassy once. So remote distance meetings for us has been something that we've been doing for a long time. So if you're interested in talking to us or just doing an introduction, meeting us and so forth, always feel free to call in. We haven't stopped meeting with new clients since this strange time has started. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Todd, you know, one of the things that I believe and, you know, is what we call economic bias. So in other words, look at where people are making their money and realize that it could have a significant influence on the person's behavior and things they do. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean they're evil or anything. It doesn't even mean they're consciously doing it. It just means that sometimes watching, you know, as it's said before, watch where the money goes, you know, or where it comes from, et cetera. And in the property casualty insurance industry, you would think that like other agents, you know, other insurance types, the more you sell, the more you make. Well, in property casualty insurance, it actually sort of works opposite.
Yeah, and I guess you're alluding to, you know, some agents might want to offer a lower limit so they're not, making a larger exposure on claims.
That is correct.
So that's where, you know, some of the added value comes into play, you know, being an Erie agent. We're out there to provide the best protection possible at the lowest possible cost.
And so I don't think a lot of people realize that, getting somebody to pay another $100, $200, $300 more for insurance doesn't benefit them as much as if they just keep their premium at one level and their amount that could be paid out in a claim at another level, because at the end of the year, every year, the insurance company says, hey, Todd, you brought in $1 million worth of premiums and we only had to pay claims to your people of $650,000. That means your agency was $350,000 profitable. We're going to give you something to reward you for that.
Yeah, and it's not always, some carriers aren't always, you know, passing it, the savings back in form of a rate reduction.
Right. I understand. So anyway, it's an interesting industry, and it's one that the consumer has to be aware of and understand that you need proper insurance coverages. So let's go to what's going on in the industry right now. So people aren't driving as much. So the insurance companies are sitting there saying, this is great. We're making a ton of money.
Yeah, and it's still, from my perspective, it's a little too early to tell, you know, what's the ultimate impact going to be. Obviously, it's changing on a daily basis. And I think, you know, over the next month or two, maybe we get a better read on the situation. If it continues as is, you know, are these small amount of refunds, 15% for 2 months, are they really doing people justice to their, you know, to their pockets? And in the long run, it's possible that an overall rate reduction to everybody would be more equitable and fair based on the claims being down.
So you're saying that there's different approaches that different companies are using. Some companies are giving you a quote-unquote refund, but you're saying that what's Erie's approach? They're giving just a rate reduction across the board?
Correct.
Which I think is more fair. And now it's up to Erie to prove that they need a rate increase in the future. Whereas if you just give a few refunds, your premium's still the same. They just gave you a couple refunds.
Correct. Your rate is not changing. So if these other carriers, you know, don't respond with a rate decrease in 6 months or a year, then all you got was a one-time refund. And I think some are doing just a dollar refund per policy. So, you know, obviously it's something that the industry's never encountered. And it's good that the carriers are trying to react to it, but doing so, you know, with a little bit of caution, just to see really how things are impacted as far as claims in the coming months, it'll be interesting to see how it develops.
And it's not just autos, too. It's homes, because, you know, if the only people at your home or ever come to your home is you and your family, which can't make a claim against your policy anyway, it's very difficult to have a claim against you.
It could be from a liability standpoint. I'm going to knock on wood, but when you're home more often, maybe other things could occur. Whether it be fire or some type of water damage, you're there, but you're using things more often and more frequently. So I do see your point from the liability perspective.
Right.
You don't want visitors. So.
Right. What other things? What are some of the new things that are happening in the industry?
One thing that Erie's doing, which I think is interesting, in the state of Maryland, it's going to start, I believe, May the 1st, and they're doing a gift card reimbursement coverage. So if you have gift cards and are, influxing cash into local businesses, whether it be a restaurant or retailer, and based on the current situation, if that business were to close down, Erie's going to be reimbursing you, for those gift cards under your homeowner's coverage. So that's, Erie's trying to think outside of the box to provide added value, and that would be to no additional charge. They're just adding the coverage in, which is, unusual for any insurance carrier.
So, some of the other things that are coming in, you've got the Ubers and the Lyft drivers out there, and now you have autonomous vehicles coming. You guys do some, for anybody out there that is working Uber and Lyft with their own personal car, you guys provide a little unique coverage that others don't.
Correct. Erie will make the accommodation and add what they call business use coverage on your personal auto policy.
So before you go further, though, explain to the listeners that if you're driving Uber or Lyft and you haven't told your company that you're doing that, and then he has a claim as an Uber driver with somebody in the car that's paying him, what could be the consequences?
It's possible you won't have coverage on your own personal auto policy at all. And the Uber and Lyft do provide some primary insurance if you have a fare in the car, a person driving with you and you're, on the app and it's in use. However, if you're just driving around and the app is on and there's no fare, then the coverage, can change and be limited. So if you're contacting, your Erie agent to get this business use put on, it's kind of filling in some of those gaps and fine print loopholes to protect you further.
So a lot of people don't realize this, Todd, that if you have a car or you have a house and you're using that car or the house for business and you don't tell your agent that you're using your car or your house for a business, you couldn't be uninsured in that situation.
Correct, especially these days with, clearly, more people are telecommuting now, and that might not be necessarily a true exposure. But in normal day and age, if you're running a business from the house, and especially if you have people visiting there, clients visiting there, you might need an endorsement on your homeowners or even a commercial type business owner's package.
For example, a guy that's doing tax returns and people come to his house and drop off their taxes or sit there with him and do his taxes and then charge him $400 or $500. He could be uninsured for all those people walking onto his property, couldn't
Correct.
He?
Correct. Yeah, if there was a slip and fall or anything like that, that's absolutely true.
Here's another interesting one. Your child graduates from college, takes a job, and goes off to New York City and lives up in New York City, takes the car up to New York City and has the car up in New York City, and it's a year later, and they're 23 now. They still have the car up in New York City. It's still in your name, and it's still insured with Erie, and the parents still live in Carroll County. And the car's now in New York. How's Erie handle that? And they have an accident, or the car gets stolen, or whatever. And the next thing you know, there's a big suit on for $1 million up in New York because of this car up there. What's Erie going to do?
Well, any insurance carrier could possibly decline the claim, but then your bigger issue might be, you might have a stop in from the authorities regarding, rate avoidance. And
But the point is that you do have to notify the insurance company that your car is no longer in Carroll County. It's up in New York, and it's a whole different risk than Carroll County.
Correct. And that could be even from Carroll County to Baltimore City.
Oh, absolutely. That's the more common one, right?
Yeah.
Where the child now moves to, you know, the Inner Harbor.
Federal Hill,
and they've got the car down there. And here he still is rating it as if it's out in Sparks, locked up in a garage somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, yes, those claims can get paid, but I would never take the chance, and I tell our clients always, do not take the chance. Get this dealt with immediately. Don't take a chance that the insurance company, and there are plenty of precedents where insurance companies can say, no, we're not paying the claim. You didn't tell us. You have to tell us. It says it in your policy.
And that goes along, you know, with auto insurance address changes, and, you know, even if you make a large change to your home in addition, or you know, redo your kitchen, anything. The general rule of thumb is anything over $5,000, you should be contacting your insurance agent.
Hold on with me. We got to take traffic break. We're going to be right back. Money, riches, and wealth. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And I've got Todd Boyle with me. He's with Boyle Insurance Group, an Erie agent up in Bel Air, Maryland. And Todd, why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you if they're sitting here listening, saying, hey, if Drew's been with them for 36 years, I guess I ought to check in. How do they get in touch with you?
Best way by phone, 410-838-7206. Again, it's 410-838-7206. You can find us online at boyleinsures.com, and that's BOYLEINSURES.com. Find us on Facebook. You can check out our Google reviews. There's plenty of information out there on us.
So, again, you know, in my opinion, inside the Beltway, it's tough. Erie's not necessarily competitive. Also, if you have a child under 23 that's driving, probably not the best time to look to be switching insurances either, is it?
Possibly. You know, we'll always take a look at it as a case-by-case basis. But, you know, Drew, too, the best protection isn't always the cheapest.
That is true. That is true. Also, you know, another thing that's interesting, and a lot of people don't know this, is that, you know, insurance companies can rate higher for people over a certain age, older, like 75 and older. A lot of companies now are putting a higher rate on older driving citizens, but they can't discriminate and say, I don't want to offer an insurance policy to you.
Correct. Just like the younger drivers have their loss experience, you know, they're having more claims. As people age, there's a similar trend. There probably isn't as much of a premium difference, but rates might start to, you know, climb as, you know, you get into your 70s and higher.
But I have seen that. I have seen agents, you know, in an indirect way, tell senior citizens, you know, I don't think I can help you. Or, you know, oh, our premium's like $5,000. And they quote some ridiculous number just because they want them to go away. That's illegal. You're not allowed to do that kind of stuff.
That is true.
But it happens all the time, believe it or not.
It very likely does.
Anyway, so one of the coverages that I think is interesting is, you know, if you live in the city area or the county area where you have underground water systems, underground sewer systems, and all that stuff coming into your house, et cetera, and all of a sudden you get a water bill that says, hey, Drew, you just used $8,000 worth of water this month or this quarter. You owe us $8,000. And you say, that's ridiculous. I know my kid takes a shower longer than I like, but it's not $8,000. It was typically $300 or $400. What's going on and what can be done?
So, yeah, most likely your water line to your house has ruptured, and you're going to have to replace it. And traditionally, up until a few years ago, There was no such coverage. You know, you might be out $5,000 to $10,000 or even more to fix that line from the public right away, from the curb or the sidewalk, you know, to your house. And these days, Erie and a few other carriers now are offering the service line coverage. So it doesn't matter if it was, you know, water, sewage, gas, you know, in some cases, maybe it's geothermal, although that technology is, you know, somewhat newer. This coverage would come into play and help you with those costs.
So is it expensive?
It's usually a part of a bundle that is offered along with sewer and drain coverage, identity theft coverage, siding roof restoration, and you know, the bundle might run you, you know, $150 to $300 a year for that whole package of coverages.
Right. So, you know, one of the coverages that we feel is most overlooked by people on their auto insurance is the uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. So what that is if you are driving along, all of a sudden you have an accident and the person comes up to you and says, hey, sorry, but I don't carry any insurance. I'm not even legal in this country or whatever the case may be. You know, now you have no one to claim against and no insurance company to go against. So you go to Erie, your own company, and say, hey, I've been carrying insurance that says if this were to happen, you'll take care of me. Right?
That's correct. So your uninsured motorist coverage is something that's often overlooked and people don't necessarily, you know, understand what it is until they need it. So if the other party that was at fault hits you and doesn't have, maybe have a low limit, that $30,000 per person that you were referring to before, Drew, and you're you know, high-earning professional, that $30,000 is not going to go very far. And you can't work for a while, then you're going to be relying on your own uninsured motorist bodily injury coverage and then your uninsured motorist property damage coverage to fix your vehicle, potentially.
So when I dealt with Siri for 36 years, and when I got my umbrella coverage, which we'll talk about next, I could endorse my umbrella for uninsured and underinsured motorists. So technically, I have like $1 million-some that my family would get if we had an accident with an uninsured motorist. Does Siri do that anymore? I know they stopped years ago, but there was talk that they might do it again.
There is talk of, you know, them doing it again. There's nothing immediate, but I would anticipate that, you know, maybe we do see it in the next year or two. There's always discussion about it at home office.
Okay. So let's talk about the umbrella. Okay. So in my opinion, this is the second most overlooked policy. So it's not unusual today for people to add up their home value, their bank accounts, their IRAs, their Roths, and their 401ks, and realize that, you know, hey, if I liquidated everything, paid all my debt off and everything, I'd have $1 million. That's not an unusual thing in today's world. But if they have an accident, they could be driving around with very little, or somebody comes on their property, gets hurt, they could have very little they're offering to somebody. $1 million umbrella says, we'll give you $1 million plus the homeowner's liability plus the auto policy to ward off a personal lawsuit. That sounds perfectly logical, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a pretty reasonable cost. About 30% of our clients carry an umbrella at least of $1 million these days. And the cost could be $150 to, if you have young drivers and multiple vehicles, it could be, you know, $300 or $400 a year. But for the added value coverage, it's kind of a no-brainer because Erie even gives multi-policy discounts that help to pay for that additional umbrella policy.
Yeah, when I ask a large group of people how much they think $1 million umbrella would cost, the typical answer is $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah.
And it's only $150 to, depending, worst case scenario, you got young drivers, $300 or $400. That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer sometimes when that youthful driver comes aboard. I mean, you certainly have added risk. And then as you approach a retirement age, you've worked your life so hard for, you know, what you have. You know, and at that point, maybe the kids are out of the house and, you know, you're on the $150 to $200 side of things for an umbrella.
So hold on with us, and we're going to come back for our last part of the show. We'll deal some other interesting topics. I appreciate your time, Todd. Right now, we're going to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Todd Boyle, Boyle Insurance Group. And online, you can find it, BoyleInsures.com. So if you want to look them up online, BoyleInsures.com. And Todd, give them your phone number again in case somebody wants to contact you.
It's 410-838-7206.
So Erie only insures in, what, about six states?
Oh, I think we're up to 12 or 13 now in the District of Columbia.
So give them, there's Pennsylvania, Maryland.
Virginia.
D.C.
Kentucky, D.C., North Carolina, New York, pretty much Illinois now. So pretty much nothing south of
You don't
North
want
Carolina.
New Jersey.
No comment.
My brother is the president of an auto insurance company in New Jersey called High Point.
Okay.
Or I should say he was. He sort of is the retired, sort of still president of High Point. Delaware, do you do Delaware?
No Delaware.
No Delaware, no New Jersey.
Yes, sir. And some of that has to do with the coastal risk, I imagine, from potential storms on the property side.
Right. But you and you don't go up south of North Carolina.
Correct.
Okay. So, and you go to Ohio, right?
Yes, we're in Ohio. And so pretty much nothing west of the Mississippi. So it's kind of mid-Atlantic or, regional, northeast region of the country, I guess you could say. Nothing above New York.
My clients who flee Maryland to Florida are always upset because they have to leave Erie and look for a new company down in Florida. So that's one of their most disappointing things about leaving Maryland is they have to leave Erie behind.
Yeah, we're certainly we miss them when they have to go, trust me.
So one of the interesting things that's going on today is I go out and I buy a new Tesla, right? And I driving along and I say, I'm getting a little tired, so I'm going to put this thing on autopilot, tell it just drive me home. What happens now with my auto insurance?
Well, with Teslas, they're definitely an interesting discussion. It's potentially going to be covered, but, for that type of vehicle, it could be on the more expensive side. So if you're buying a vehicle that has more of those technological advances and safety features, you have to understand at the same time there could be different risks involved. And then on the side of the claim side, when we have to repair them, they're more expensive to repair. And one of the examples that's a good one that's not even isolated to Teslas would be, Subarus have that EyeSight system where it can protect you from hitting, another vehicle or a deer,
right,
other physical objects. Well, when you have to get the windshield replaced, which should only cost $300 or $400, it could cost approaching $1,000 and up to recalibrate that LIDAR system when you're putting in a new windshield. So some of these new safety features, they can make, you know, when you have a claim, it can make it more expensive or more severe these days.
So do you find Teslas are a lot more expensive auto insurance than just another car of similar value, but not with all the bells and whistles that Teslas have?
Correct. And some of the parts can be more expensive, just like they're more expensive on any luxury automobile. So it's always best when you're getting any vehicle, you're buying a 2020, whatever it may be, you should call your agent ahead of time and say, hey, I'm thinking about this vehicle or that vehicle. You know, what's it going to cost? And that way you don't get any sticker shock from your insurance.
So what, I'm sure one of the most common questions you get, but it's one of the common questions I get from our clients is, you know, we had a little fender bender. Should I turn it into Erie and so forth? And you get those questions, too, when they ask you. That's really interesting because you're the agent. You know, once you tell you, it's very difficult for you to say, well, no, of course don't turn it in. You just did when you called me.
And it's, you know, when you're in an accident with someone else and you call your insurance company or your agent, you know, it has to be reported because then there's potential liability involved.
So wait a minute. Stop a second because you just said something very important that I want people to hear. So you have an accident and it's a little one, fender bender. You know, you hit their bumper, right? Maybe $1,000. Let's get crazy. $1,000. Person gets out of the car, seems perfectly reasonable, and you say, look, I'm just going to pay for it. I don't want to, you know, put this claim in and so forth. What's the risk that you just talked about that the person may not be thinking about?
So this day and age, someone could easily just come back and say, oh, now my neck or my back.
How long do they have to do that? 3 years.
Really, yeah, it's not limited, really, from my, you know.
And if it's a child, under the age of 20, under the age of 18, they have until they're 21 years of age to come back.
Open-ended.
So it could be like 20. It could be like 21 years.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. And, you know, you're trusting that other person that they're not going to come back and say anything.
Yeah. And another, to the same point, these days, everyone's got to keep in mind there's cameras everywhere. So if you're in a situation in a parking lot, at a place of business, and you get in a claim situation and it's questionable what occurred, always be on the lookout for cameras. Even more and more these days, people are just putting little cameras in their car, you know, and facing it forward, or in some cases getting two for the back too as well. So there's a constant visual on everything that's, you know, going on, even when they're moving.
So now if I hit a deer, or if I hit a tree, or if I hit a backing out of something and I hit a pole or something, I can go ahead and make the decision to make that claim, pay for that claim myself, right?
Correct. You could always, even if you filed it, you could, at your own option, request that, you know, the claim be closed out with a zero payout. You know, it's possible you might have to sign something, but then technically it would be on your claims history, but it's going to be a zero payout. So it really shouldn't have any significant impact on your rates or ability.
I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't tell you. You could tell me that 1,000 times, Todd, and I still wouldn't tell you. If I'm not going to make a claim, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want them to know about it, period. End of the story.
Yep. I can understand that. Yes, sir.
So anyway, the point is, if somebody else is in an accident with you, you really got a quagmire because you really have a risk that person come back saying, oh, yeah, my neck really does hurt. They seem perfectly logical when you met them in the street after the incident, but somebody got a hold of them and said, you know, you really got an opportunity here. Next thing you know, bam, you know, and you didn't turn it in. What happens if they do make a claim and it's 3 weeks later and they never told you? What happens?
It's, as you know, it's likely going to be covered, but the insurance company and yourself, you're at a disadvantage because the information and the recorded statements weren't obtained, you know, 24 hours later or 48 hours later.
But technically, the company could say no coverage because you have an obligation in the contract to,
notify.
Notify, yeah. And how long a quick period of time? It's like 36 hours, isn't it?
I don't know that there's anything that strict, but yes, you're putting yourself at risk when you're delaying reporting a claim. There's no doubt about it, because someone will change their mind, and they do change their mind within 24 to 48 hours all the time.
Yeah. So we're running out of time. Tell everybody again how to get in touch with you, Boyle Insurance Group. You do plenty of insurance, not just auto and home. You do lots of others.
Correct. We do small business insurance. We're even doing Medicare supplement these days.
Yeah, Erie just started that. I saw that, Medicare supplement.
Yeah, it's interesting, and there's more and more people, baby boomers, that are needing this coverage as they turn 65. And the main thing is, you've got to get something in place before you hit that age. So you need to be thinking about it, in the months prior.
And typically selling Medigap coverage G, as in girl?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the one we always recommend, unless somebody's really doesn't have a lot of money and so forth. Unless they're a Pennsylvanian, then you sell Medigap Plan N, as in Nancy.
And I believe both of those are available with three or four others with Erie.
Yeah, so, and your rates were pretty good, too.
Yes, we have seen that they're competitive with others, and folks just need to really be careful about situations where maybe it's really cheap when they come aboard, because it potentially will go up with other carriers.
Sure.
And once you're on board with a coverage like that, it's hard to shop it as you get older and possibly get other medical conditions.
Yeah. So tell everyone how to get in touch with you.
Yes, sir. 410-838-7206 or online at BoyleInsures.com. It's BoyleInsures.com.
That's great. And so what are you doing to enjoy the quarantine time?
Trying to educate the children some and running with the dog.
Right. And continue to run the business all at the same time from home and remote with your employees.
Yes, sir. And I'm lucky I'm close to the office, but yeah, some of that's happening at home as well.
Yeah. Well, Todd, always a pleasure, and it goes fast when I've got a great guest like you. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All right. Well, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.